This is the Talk Show English Podcast with your host, Teacher Sean. Well, hello, and welcome to the Talk Show English Podcast. My name is Teacher Sean, and I've helped thousands of people around the world improve their English fluency. And today, I want to help you. Over the next few months on this podcast, I will give you different tips and short lessons that I have used successfully over the years with my students. So today I'd like to focus on the vowel sound uh, and how to pronounce it correctly. So first of all, how do we pronounce uh? For example, let's look at the word put, P-U-T, put. Not like put, but put. Yeah, you try saying it. Put. Put. Excellent. So to make this sound, the mouth and lip muscles should be relaxed. And the tongue is high in the back of the mouth, but it shouldn't touch any of your teeth. So let's try that word again, P-U-T. So the word put. Put. Good. And remember, it's not put, like I put my cup on the table, but I put my cup on the table. Put. So here's something interesting about the sound in English. We have four different ways to spell it, but of course with the same pronunciation every time. So when we pronounce it with the letter U, as in the word put, this is done about 45% of the time in the English language. We can also make the sound with a double O, like, for example, in the word book, book. And this double O pronunciation is used about 45% of the time in the English language as well. The next one is the letter O, as in the animal, the woof, or I should say wolf instead of woof. woof is the sound a dog makes. But wolf, the wolf, wolf. And the O used as the sound in English, it happens about 5% of the time in the English language. And finally, we have OU that also sounds exactly like For example, in the word should, could, etc. So now I will read and pronounce the following words, and you can repeat each word after me, okay? So let's start. Here's the first word. Book. Book. How did you do? Did you repeat the word after me? If not, let's try it with the second word. So I will say the word, and then you can repeat it, and I will say it again. Look. Look. And the next one, took. And remember, it's not took. I took my child to the movie, but I took my child to the movie. Took. T-O-O-K. Took. The next one is very similar. The word cook. Now you try it. Cook. And the next word is rook. Rook. R-O-O-K. You try it. Good. Rook. And the next word, strangely enough, the next word is good. Another great example of this sound, And of course, good, how do you spell it? That's easy. Everybody learns this in their early English classes when they're kids. So G-O-O-D, good. Just like the word put, good. The next word is hood. Try that, H-O-O-D, hood. Excellent. The next word is would. When I was a child, I would walk to school. I would walk to school every day. Would. Would. The next word is could. Could. Could you call me tomorrow? Could you call me tomorrow? Could. Try that again. Could. The next word is should. Should. Try it. Excellent. And the last word is nook. We spell it N-O-O-K, and we say nook. Nook. Now, you might not know the meaning of all of these words, but that's not so important, because right now we're really focusing on how to pronounce these words instead of what the word means. But of course, after this podcast, you can go and look up the meaning. So let's try these words. Put. I'll try that again. Put. Put. Good. Foot. Foot. Soot. Are you still repeating every word after me? So let's try that last word again. Soot. Soot. Push. Push. Woman. Woman. Do you hear that? Woman. 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 And the next word? Sugar. Sh. Sugar. Try that. Good. And the next word, and the final word here, cushion, 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 cushion. Okay, and in the next exercise, we're going to go between today's target vowel sound, the uh sound, and we're going to compare it to several other vowels that sound kind of similar, but not too similar. They're different enough to be called something else. So I will read each word, and then you can try pronouncing each one after me. Some of the words, as I said before, might be new to you, but as I said, we're just focusing on the sound of the word today. So let's look at the first list. So I'm going to read a word that has the vowel sound that we are using today, the uh, and then I'm going to read a word that sounds kind of similar, but it's a different vowel. So here we go. I'll go between the two sounds. Stood. Once again, stood. And the second word, stewed. Stewed. Good. The next word, would. Would. And the next word, wooed. Wooed. Do you hear the difference between would and wooed? Wooed is spelled W-O-O-E-D. Wooed. Wooed. And the next word is should. Should. And the next word is shooed. 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 Next one, could. Could. And compare this to another word, cooed. C-O-O-E-D. Cooed. Can you hear the difference? Could. Cooed. Could. Cooed. So our vowel today, the one that we're focusing on, is a shorter vowel, too. It's very short. Let's try a few more pairs of words where the vowels also sound quite similar. So let's try the first two. Book. Book. Buck. Buck. Look. Look. Luck. Luck. Took. Took. Tuck. Tuck. Shook. Shook. Shuck. Shuck. Good. And one more group of words. Full. Full. And try the second one. Fall. Fall. Try that again. Full. Full. And fall. Fall. And the next word, bull. Bull. And ball. Ball. Wool. Wool. And wall. Wall. And finally, pull. Pull. And Paul. Paul. Great. And let's try a few sentences using the uh sound. So just repeat after me, and I'll try to do it slowly so you just have the feeling of where the sound is. Here's the first one, and repeat the sentence after me. The cook took books and put them on the nook. Try that. Good. Let's try it one more time. The cook took books and put them on the nook. Great. And here is the second sentence, and just repeat after me. She stood and shook and looked at the bowl. She stood and shook and looked at the bowl. Excellent. And the last sentence, Mr. Smith could have looked good in a hood. I'll give it to you again. Mr. Smith could have looked good in a hood. Wonderful, and congratulations. You made it to the end of this podcast without giving up. Fantastic. So people often ask me how they can practice pronouncing on their own, and there are many ways to do this. And today I'll give you a few ways. So the first one is TED Talks. You probably have listened to or watched at least one TED Talk in your life. If you haven't, I strongly suggest that you do. If you need some inspiration in your life, or you're thinking about new ways of doing things, they talk about technology and education and design and science and all sorts of interesting things. So what you can do is go to the TED Talk main website and choose a TED Talk. It doesn't have to be long. It could be a short one of 5 minutes or 10 minutes. And the wonderful thing about TED Talks is you can download a transcript from their website so you can follow along when the speaker is presenting. And also, it's probably a good idea to find an English native speaker who's giving a TED Talk, because that will allow you to hear, you know, how the language is spoken by a native speaker. So listen closely to the speaker and follow along by reading the transcript, and then try shadowing the speaker. Shadowing, what is it to shadow? Shadowing is just basically copying. So if you hear somebody speak, or if you watch a TED Talk speaker, just try to copy what they say and take your time. You don't have to go quickly with it. You can do a few sentences, but really focus on the different areas of speech, or speaking, I should say. So think about where they put the stress on words in a sentence. Think about how they use intonation, etc. And something else you can do is simply record your own voice. Find a newspaper article, find a chapter from a book, and use your iPhone or your Samsung Galaxy phone or some other recording device, and just record yourself. And most of us don't like to hear our own voice, including me. I don't like to hear recordings of my voice. But I think there's something very powerful about listening to your own voice, because you'll probably hear things that you didn't know you were doing, or you didn't realize you were doing. And as they say, you know, video and audio never lie. They usually tell us the truth about things and about ourselves and how we sound and how we look and etc. So try that. You record anything. You could record a chapter out of a novel, or you could record something that you heard on television, or, like I said earlier, a simple newspaper article. But practice doing this. You don't have to do it too much, but I would say even if you could spend 10 minutes twice a week doing this, you might start to see where you need to correct things, and this could really help you improve much faster. And the third piece of advice I wanted to give you, there's a really interesting website called Youglish, sort of like YouTube and English mixed together. So it's www, I should say, dot u, like Y-O-U, G-L-I-S-H .com. That's Youglish.com. And what's really cool about that website is you can quickly find YouTube videos where people are using the exact word that you're trying to pronounce correctly. And you can watch many videos that offer many examples of people using a word or a phrase. So I really recommend that. The last time I checked, the Youglish website was still operating. I hope it is. I think it's still free. But check it out, because it's really helped a lot of people I work with. Well, that's it for today. I hope this podcast was helpful for you. And if it was, please tell a friend about the Talk Show English podcast so I can help even more people become confident English speakers. Until next time, this is Teacher Sean from Talk Show English wishing you lots of success and happiness. Bye for now. Okay, so I'm just testing to see if this is any different. Hi there, my name is Sean. I'm calling from talkshowenglish.com. How are you doing? I'm just checking to see if this works. And if it does, then maybe I'll use this instead of the other thing.